Hi everybody and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Today, recording live from the mobile studio. And now today's topic is about when I stop. People say, when do you stop? We've got a long weekend coming up and I reckon about 30% of my clients are going away for the long weekend. Maybe going away Thursday, turning Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, having a longer break. And I just continue to work through. And it's like, when do you stop? You just keep working and working and working. Well, there are a couple of times when I stop. And so I'm going to talk about the easy one first, and I'll talk about the difficult one. The easy one is when I know that I need the rest, when I know I need to physically stop, I need to, maybe it's to just take a power nap, like 15 minutes, 20 minutes maybe max through the day to have a nap. So the last few days actually, it's gotten to around 1 p.m. and I will lay down and have a 15, 20 minute nap. And then that just refreshes me. Lightens me up for the rest of the day. Now, keeping in mind that these are days when I normally get up at 5 a.m. and so that's working pretty much back to back with coaching clients and doing all the other things that I do. So it's not uncommon for me to just feel like, man, I'm just so burnt at the moment. I need to just take a rest. And then I come back and I can work for another 6 hours, 7 hours or more. But I just need that refresher. So there's that aspect when I know I need to stop. I also know that, let's just say that I've had a really big day and I want to keep pushing and get some productive work done. Sometimes I will push into that and get it done. There are other times when I know that there's just nothing there. You know, like I'm brain dead, I've got a lot of brain fog, and I know that I could spend another hour or two sitting here trying to get something done, or I could probably come back tomorrow morning, do that first thing, and get it done in 15 minutes. So that's what I'll normally do. I say, no, it's time to stop. You need to rest now. So that's one of the times I stop. Now let's talk about the hard stuff. The other time is like today, when I need to do something that's really tough in relation to my daughter. So this is the daughter that passed away last year. And there are some things that I need to do in that space that can be really, really draining and heavy. Now, I don't do this very often because it's just not great for me. It's not great for my mental space, and it's not great to just stay sad. It's easy to stay sad. I mean, just put yourself in my shoes. If you haven't already lost a child, it's horrific and something that we should never have to deal with. And for those reasons, it's easy to just stay just very, very sad and say, well, my life is done. But I don't do that because, one, there's a whole bunch of life that I still want to live. There's a whole bunch of life that I know my daughter that's not here wanted me to live and share with her and do for myself. And I know that she was very proud of me. And the other one is my daughter, my elder daughter, and being a good and strong and vibrant and showing her what's possible despite the tragedy that comes and the challenge that comes in life sometimes. And even though this is a big one, this is the biggest one hopefully I ever have to face, it is a challenge nonetheless. And being able to help her navigate through it and leading by example to me is super, super important. Now, for various reasons, you can go back and listen, but for various reasons, I was kind of thrust into the media spotlight and I kind of just ran with it. And since I've been running with it, from time to time, there are things that come up. The media reaches out to me for comment, stories, etc. So where I'm headed right now is into the city. They were coming to me, but now their schedule has changed and I asked if I could go to them. It's Channel 9, they're filming a docuseries. I don't know what it's called, but it's to do with 3 years post-pandemic and the impact on the community. I don't know whether it's just kids or whether there's particular segments on kids. And so I'm going in there for them to interview me. I don't know how it's going to go. It's a space in my life that I don't go down the well often at all now because it's just so painful. And if I do, it's really hard. And so today is one of those days where I have to go down there and I may have to go really deep depending on the line of questions. They haven't told me what they're going to ask me, and in some ways I don't want to know. I just want to be able to answer based on a reflex, and because I do so many of these podcasts and interview so many people, I feel like I can handle anything, any question. There won't be anything that I can't answer, and I guess it's just another challenge for me. So how does this relate to stopping? So what I do on days like today, I always take time off afterwards because I just don't know how I'm going to feel. And I haven't had to do something like this before. Because it could be a 10-minute interview, it could be an hour interview. I've got no idea. And then they will edit whatever it is. My impression is that it probably won't be super long, but you just never know. And I don't know how I'm going to feel afterward, how heavy my heart's going to feel, how much sadness it brings up and all of that. So I have actually blocked out the rest of the day. And I was going to spend time in the city with my eldest daughter. We were going to have some dinner and just, you know, some time out. She wasn't feeling well today, so I'm going in there by myself. So I really don't know what the rest of the afternoon and day is going to look like. Whether I just take some time and just spend it in the city thinking, reflecting about my daughter and my daughters, or whether I just get back as soon as I can and get out of the crazy peak hour traffic. I'll decide that later. But my point here is that I know when I need to take the time out. And today is one of those days when I need to just stop and reflect on what's important for me in those memories, because it's heavy stuff, and I give myself permission to not just stop, but also to go down that well, because I know there are going to be, from now on, there will be times in my life when I need to do it for various reasons, and today's one of them. And I know that because of that, it's going to be mentally exhausting, emotionally exhausting for me to do it. But I'm doing it for the greater good, to help others. And I justify it on that basis. So they really are the only reasons that I stop, to be honest, because I feel that we're capable of so much and we don't push ourselves enough. And I know that not everybody can do what I'm doing in this space. But I also know that my daughter wants me to. You know, she knows that I'm here to make a difference in people's lives. And even though I couldn't save her, that perhaps I can have an impact on saving some others. And, you know, even just in that statement, there's so much pain. But right now, I'm just looking at the well. I'm not going down it. And whatever will be later on. And if I'm a puddle of mess, then I'm a puddle of mess. And that's what the world is going to see. But we will see. It's not, I can't rehearse this stuff. Don't know what they're going to ask. Don't know how I'm going to respond. I just know that I become more and more emotional about some of these things the more the time that passes. And I know that if I hit that trigger, that nerve for me, then it's going to be all over. It will just take me a long time to get through it. Again, but this is called the Mental Toughness and Body Show. And I think, honestly, a part of mental toughness is being able to be emotional as well, but not allow the sadness to control your life. Not allow it to control negative outcomes. Because it's not the Mental Toughness and Robot Show. It's a real in-depth look at what we are capable of as human beings. And I'm not the only person to suffer tragedy in their life. But perhaps by sharing what it is that I'm going through and how I focus on different elements of success and focus on the legacy of my daughter and how I use her memory to help drive me to greater success, and how some people might say, well, you need to go down the well. That's how you find how you get through this, how you, build a bridge or whatever. Well, I know I just said this at the start, but I've been down the freaking well, and there's nothing down the freaking well except more and more pain. So I've been down there, and I've been down there a lot, and I chose to stop going down there frequently because I know that holds me back. And even though my daughter's not here anymore, there is no way, 100% hand on heart, that she would want me to be immobilized through sadness because she's no longer here. And she would know that we're all sad because she's not here. But she would also want us to be able to live the amazing lives that we're destined to live. And you will have a view on that. And that's my view on it. And that's how I create my resilience and mental toughness and still have a heart in the process and knowing when I just need to stop. And today's one of those. So it's going to be tough. It's still about an hour and a half away. But I wanted to get in here a little bit earlier so I wasn't, stressed with the traffic and accidents and all that kind of stuff, because the roads just shut down here completely and it's a nightmare. So I didn't want to have that pressure on myself. And I will just really, okay, let's talk about this, the meditation side of things. I'm not the sort of person that can just sit, legs crossed and sitting under a tree and just, talking to myself or listening to bowel therapy or anything like that. But I do need my space, my time, to be able to reflect on what's important to me and putting things into perspective and making it right for what I'm about to do, and trying not to, because I know it will be emotional, but trying to distract myself from all of that, and knowing that I'm a high performer and I will perform when I get to the moment. It's like bang, like put me on stage, bang, and I will be fine. It's getting to those moments where, yeah, you've got the butterflies, but it's good energy. This is similar to that, but obviously it's a tricky topic. So that's my thought. I'm about to head into a tunnel and head into my parking spot. So I'm just going to say my love to all of you. Love your loved ones. Give them an extra tight hug and squeeze for me today. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay focused, stay mentally strong. And just remember, I've got your back. And if you want that free consultation, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you can opt in for it right there. It's a free conversation with me personally. Stay safe, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.